historically, in this country, you had to blame the other person if you wanted to get divorced straight away. But there's been lots of pressure on the government to change that, because there was a case a couple of years ago where the wife applied for divorce on her husband's unreasonable behaviour, and the court decided that she hadn't proved the marriage had broken down beyond repair. So the court made her stay married to this man. Now, what the judges said in that case was, we understand, you know, she wants out, but we have to apply the law. And the law says you have to prove, using unreasonable behaviour, that the marriage is over. So on the back of that, the government has now changed the law. So on the 6th of April, you can divorce on the basis of no fault. What's really interesting about that is it's going to be great in terms of being amicable with the other person and providing a really good platform for moving forward with the relationship after marriage. For example, if they've got children together. But what we found really interesting is that the law is taking away the blame factors. And we didn't think they would do this, because some people do, out of principle, like to say, this is why our relationship broke down.
So they'll not be able to put forward why?
No, it's been taken away. So it will just be saying to the court, we have separated and we want a divorce. And on the back of that, to make it a bit more of an equal playing field for people, you can issue now a joint application. So you can both say to the court, look, we've separated, we're on the same page here, and we both want this divorce. That's a big change as well. But moving forward, you will not be able to blame the other person, whether you like it or not. Up until the end of March, you will be able to issue on unreasonable behaviour or adultery. Then the online portal is closing down for a little while to get ready for these new changes. And on the 6th of April, there we go, with no fault divorce. And that is going to be the only reason for divorce.
Is the idea then behind it to make the process quicker and cheaper? If it's quicker, it's possibly going to be cheaper to do it.
Interestingly, they've just put the divorce fee up, which is a bit controversial, because we do it on the online portal now, and essentially it's a lot of box ticking. There's still the procedure to go through, and the fee isn't going to go down in light of that. But the procedure itself will be longer, because the court want people to reflect on the separation. They don't want to just rush it through, given they're not giving reasons. So it's a minimum period now of 6 months, whereas previously you could actually get a divorce through in about 4 months. So it will make it a bit longer. It isn't necessarily going to be cheaper, but it should be a bit more streamlined given the online portal. Previously, under the current law, one person can contest the divorce. So they, like the case I mentioned earlier, Jilly, the husband in that one said, I don't want to be divorced. So he contested that and was successful. The parties remained married. But that won't be applicable anymore, because you're not blaming the other person. And I think the concept is, if one person thinks the relationship is over, who is the court to make them stay married? So you won't be able to contest it post the 6th of April, which, again, coming back to principle, and I think for people's mental health, that's going to be quite tricky, because it's totally taken out of one person's hands, essentially. Our firm specifically have been advising people since last year, look, this change in the law is coming, you might be worth waiting. Because, of course, when you issue on unreasonable behaviour or adultery, you do have to say some quite unpleasant things about the other person. So we have been saying, look, you can do that now. You might be better waiting until April. So I think there'll definitely be a rush come the next couple of weeks. Sadly, I don't think the online portal will cope with that, because it has been full of glitches since it opened a couple of years ago. But, you know, it will be a good forum for people to get on with things if that's what they want to do.
Does this mean that lawyers like yourself will become redundant?
Well, interestingly, the portal has been around for a couple of years and lay people have been using it, which is great. You know, we want to save people money. We want people to have a streamlined process. So that's great. What I find really frightening, however, is the portal isn't there to give legal advice. And I think a lot of people don't understand that when you get divorced, unless you dismiss the financial claims between you formally, they remain live. So I think what will happen is lots of people will do the divorce online, think that's the end of it, and it's not. And I'm going to give you very brief details about this case a few years ago. So the parties were married for a couple of years. They had a couple of children together, and the divorce went through fine. They didn't have any money together or separately. I think they had local authority housing. But the husband went off and made his fortune and became a multimillionaire. And 30 years after the divorce, the wife made a financial claim to the court, and she was allowed to do that because they hadn't formally dismissed the financial claims with the divorce, because it's a separate procedure. So my real concern here is, whilst it may be great for, you know, the average person to go and get their divorce online, they will think that's the end of it, and it's not. The financial claims remain open.
So further down the line, there could be claims for cash. Say you win the lottery and you've got pots of cash, there could be a claim there. And on the flip side of that, if there's debt within the partnership, or if there's no debt and then one person goes into financial difficulties, the other person will be partially responsible for them.
Potentially. So if people seek legal advice, we would say, let's do this financial order alongside the divorce. Once you're divorced, there's your clean break. You can go separate ways. If you don't have that clean break, these financial claims, as you rightly say, including debt or, you know, windfalls, are still live. And people will move off, they'll have other partners, they might have new properties and children, but the financial claims with their ex-spouse are live. It does worry me because, as I say, the online divorce portal doesn't give any information about that. People will just think, we've done it, you know, we can go our separate ways, and that isn't actually the case in terms of the finances.
So what advice, Louise, would you have for somebody listening, perhaps who's planning to split ahead of this happening? If they want to do it in the next few days, what would your advice be?
It's quite easy to log up to the portal and issue your divorce. It would be worth waiting, though, because of the no fault. It does provide a much better platform for people moving forward. It's more amicable, and it should be streamlined despite the bottleneck we've talked about. But crucially, you must seek legal advice about the finances, even if at this point you don't have many assets or many liabilities. Because what you will need to do is seek this clean break so that you can both go your separate ways, and there will be no claims moving forward.